Bilan Lighthouse, 1852-1896. Promontorium Sequence. We had walked for 4 leagues in single file from Little River to Camarines River. I had never left my Cotobade mountain. From the summit we could see Pontevedra divided by the Little River. I had my 18th birthday along the way. It was 1887, and we were looking for quarry work. We were going to build the Bilan Lighthouse. Before daybreak, from Bella Hill the old lighthouse with its small lights showed us how close we were to our destination. In its 35 years of life, it never fulfilled its purpose. It was in the wrong place. The towers, 7 meters high, was not enough to overcome the rocky outcrops on the headland. They dynamite the crack 3 times and increased the cone of the tower, but this was not enough to avoid a blind spot. They end up spending twice the initial budget. Thanks to that, we were there to build a new lighthouse on that dynamite truncated crest. We used the stone itself to raise an octagonal tower of 25 meters. In 1890, we laid the last coping stone and removed the wooden scaffolding. The light from the tower shone out from 80 meters above sea level. The gust of wind stopped booming around our brains, but we missed the bird's eye view we had, the ships that sailed through this latitude. We couldn't see the Lapwing in the early hours of 11-12 November 1890 when Commander Galloway noted in his ship's log that there wasn't a tower but not light. The same absence of light as that experienced by his friends Commander Ross of the Serpent the night before. Now, lifeless after succumbing to the boy sandbanks. The Serpent's misfortune provoked acres of newsprint in its day, giving a new boost to the lighthouse being built. It meant that they exchanged the planet paraffin lamp for the newly introduced arc lamp. With the new light, the seal of tragedy could be broken with the majestic Cyclops. In 1894, we finished the quarry work, the tunnel with its steps carved into the rock itself, and we filled the gap between the two lighthouses. The interior gap, like a cistern, would collect rainwater to power the steam engines. On 16 January 1896, the light was illuminated in what would be the first lighthouse in Spain to have electricity. That light, together with the girl from Buria, tied me forever to this place, and I never went back to Lerez.